I will destroy you with my Turbo Glove, the ultimate weapon against the robot threat.
What's that in your hand?
It's a comic book.
What's it about?
It's about Turbo Rider.
This is gonna get ugly. As you may know, the situation is critical. We have reached maximum casualty level.
Who exactly are you supposed to be?
Turbo Rider.
This is it, soldier. We have to hit these sand machines with everything we've got.
Find them, kill them, and be back their heads on pikes.
Okay, here's the deal. A totally different kind of post-apocalyptic movie, Turbo Kid is a homage to the slate of low-budget direct-to-video movies that populated Blockbuster video shelves in the 80s and 90s. The story follows a boy in the desolate wasteland who assumes the identity of a comic book hero named Turbo Rider to fight an evil warlord. Along the way, he befriends a robot girlfriend and a rugged loner who helps him on his quest. The most glorious moments in Turbo Kid come from its ability to nail the essence of 80s cinema, from the synthesized score to the found item design of the costumes. It carries just enough 80s nostalgia and seemingly ancient 80s props to realistically fit into that decade of movies. There's a love for bad low-budget cinema of the time, which is used as a framework, but the filmmakers managed to put together a deliciously fun film with plenty of action and oodles of sci-fi gore. Turbo Kid gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.